And somehow, some people, some souls are sometimes giving an impact, an impulse to mankind, and we can decide for that and work on that, go on working on that. And this is the problem of the Wassermann Zeitalter we have now.
Age of Aquarius.
The problem is that the impulse of this avatar soul, every of this Zeitalter, ages of this ages of the zodiac, all these 2,000 years, has an own theme, and the whole mankind is living this theme. It's a training 2,000 years of training a certain thing, and every of these ages has a soul that is coming and showing the theme for all for the next 2,000 years. So it's always happening. It's not only one soul. But on one soul, it's just in the completeness. But it's a time of many souls are coming and trying to give this impulse into mankind for the next 2,000 years. And as we understand it, Jesus was the one who was living it very clearly in front of our eyes and in front of our cultural, in diesem Raum, wo wir, maybe in other places it was someone else, I don't know. And this impulse was not understood. Mankind took it, but then in the name of Christianity, in the name of Jesus, the opposite was done 2,000 years. The old age of the widow,
Aries,
of the Aries, was continued for 2,000 more years in the name of the fish. It did not work. I mean, maybe 5 or 10% still keep the flame alive, what he was trying to teach us, to be not egoistic at all. The time of Aries was the time of to develop your own ego, to develop your will. I want this and I will achieve it and I will kill for it. This was a time in the evolution of civilization. This was 2,000 years before Christ, and we had this patriarchal system arising out of it. It was very masculine. I want it, and I go for it, like the Old Testament. And it, after 2,000 years, it came to the monotheistic religion as the result of Arius. One God, one truth, it's me, I am. But there are other religions. The religions of the goddess, not one God. The whole world is the goddess. Whatever I touch, it's divine, it's holy. But it was forgotten to develop this ego, this I, in the Aries time, 2,000 years. I just go into this example now, okay? Because this is the most important example. We have to understand where in time we are. There are different layers, but we just look at this. Do you understand my English?
Yeah.
And then there was Jesus and some other souls coming to tell, no, now we have another time. Now it's the time of Piscus, of the fish. This is a different thing. We have to do the opposite. We cannot stay with this. It's too much of the I. Now we have to look at the you. So the you is more important than the I. And if you do some harmony, do some... So I don't want to be the tater all the time. The perpetrator. Now I have the other side of it. If you perpetrate me, I don't perpetrate harder. I just say, okay, do it. I take it. I take it in with love, and that will heal you. You will understand that love is more important than fulfilling your wishes. It will take 2,000 years to learn it, but you will learn it. But if you push against, we will continue this time of the Arius, like in the Old Testament. And then Jesus came, and he just was living as a symbol, like the female loving heart. Not like ein Opfer, ein unbewusstes Opfer.
Not like an unconscious.
No, but a really loving, vulnerable, surrendering to death. And for some people it worked. They understood it. They understood that this is the path to free themselves from their own ego, from their will. And then the will is just one part of civilization. But if you have only the will 2,000 years and you extend it for the next 100 million years, what will the universe and this planet become? So Jesus came, and this Piscus came, and it's not Jesus, he was just the symbol for it. You know what I mean? He just took it in and showed it to the people. What the time wants now. What is the impulse for the next 2,000 years? But they didn't took it. In the name of Jesus and Christianity, the Romans took it as their religion. As you know, Kaiser Constantine made it to the religion of the Roman Empire. And in the name of Jesus and the cross, they started to kill the people. So they continued with their own Arius ego trip. And 2,000 years went over, and mankind did not learn the lection of time, the lection of Piscus, of the fish. They did not learn it. We see it. Now, the next age starts. The age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius is connect to the stars and activate our mega brain, our alien understanding, our spirit, I mean, and then we create machines. We create technique. We create bombs and machines that will take us everywhere. It's like an unleash of our brain. But it was not happening before. You know, in the Piscus, it was about our heart and our body. And in the Aries, it was about our willpower. But now we have it where everybody becomes hyper-intelligent. And we can create everything. But our heart is unterentwickelt.
Underdeveloped.
It's completely underdeveloped. Because we did not learn the lection of the last 2,000 years. We didn't learn to listen. Jesus was telling us, don't talk, you have to listen. Listen to all this love around you. And listen to death too. Invite it into your life. It makes a better human out of you. If you invite death, it makes a brighter human out of you. Your soul becomes like on the ambos of love. Every death is a chance to come to realize your eternal nature more, to bring it into matter. So we did not learn this lection, and now we have all this ego, willpower, beliefs of we can make it and we will win. Look at what Israel does. They think they will win over the whole world around them. They don't want to listen. And then we create bombs and we create this and that, and we have the possibility with the technological revolution, but it's in the hand of madmen that still live in an age that's over 2,000 years ago. And this is the problem mankind has. We use technique. This is the point. This is the most crucial point to understand. We use technique to prolong our lives. This is the crucial point. And this crucial point concerns each and every one. Are you willing to use technique to prolong your life? Or will you remember your eternal being, why you came here, to be part of the evolution of mankind and invite death as your friend of going through a real deep change to become a brighter soul, a more loving soul with each death we take? Or do we try to keep our ego, our superficial self, who we believe we are, alive, and try to prolong our lives? When we try to prolong our lives, life is always one. We have to take it from someone else. It's very simple. Life is not artificial. Life is a mixture of life and death. If we live forever, someone else has to die. This is the rule of this planet. You can destroy the rule of this planet. Find another gene code. And what will happen out of it? We will all live in computers. Our corpse will lie in irgendwelchen Flüssigkeiten, and there will be some electrodes on our brain, and then we will live in our computer program, and we think we live forever, but the life we have is just like in the Matrix, in this film. This is the reality we are creating right now. This is not a science fiction. We started. We are already in this process. And how can we step out of it? We can awake to what we are doing. And this question is important. Do I really want to prolong my life? And then I will die an artificial death. I will die an artificial death. Maybe lying in a... Wie heißen diese Dinge? Intensivstation. What does it mean to die in an Intensivstation? Full of drugs? Machines keeping you alive? If you believe that this is not the end, you will come back again. How will you come back again? You will always come back in the same way as you passed out. This is the rule of the whole thing. If you remember your death, you will come back again in the state of passing out. Everybody knows it, who's awakened. But this mankind we have now, after 2,000 years of stupidity and nonsense, no, it's too hard, this is a judgment. But we have lost all the spiritual understanding completely, and this culture destroys all the spiritual understanding completely. In the end, we ask the KI to tell us the truth. Isn't this crazy? And we're asking it all day long already to tell us the truth, because the truth around us does not interest us so much. We don't love the truth. We love this technical... And before we loved our own brain. Now we love the outer brain. This is even worse. It's really the end of life in a human body. And we can... We don't know how it will end. For me, the thing is, it's better to wake up what we are doing and then stop it. And we can come back to the questions, do I want to prolong my life in an artificial way? Or do I prefer to die in the natural way and to invite it throughout my life? And we have some days left to cultivate it, to cultivate our natural death. And that means to cultivate a natural life in contact with the real. And if we do this, we will not be part of the Zeitgeist anymore. It's not possible to walk with the Zeitgeist anymore. We have to step out of it and stay with the truth we are, the truth of the love we are, the truth of life we are. And there's life around us, beautiful life, living in human bodies, and we can connect. And everywhere in the whole universe, all these planets, all these species, they all long to have this experience. And what are we doing? We destroy it. We will make this planet to a very artificial place if we don't stop it. And what I believe is that we will not stop this Zeitgeist to happen. I mean, I will not stop it. And I don't have the belief that I will stop it. But what my belief is, that there will be a part of human beings that keep the connection to reality, to the real human being alive over this time, and then maybe it will get a very intelligent symbiosis. And after this 2,000 years, we are all on another level. And I have to be part of this technical death process too, because where could I go not to be part of it? I will take it in anyway, but I don't make it to my religion. You know what I mean? We have to live with it. We have to cope with it, but we don't have to make it to our religion. We don't have to misunderstand love, life, from technical advices. We have to know who we are and what life is. And maybe then we can be helpful for the rest of us who lost themselves in confusion. This is so much about sexual identity too. We have to become aware how everything is connected. Yes, and maybe we can helpful. And this is completely different from transhuman beliefs and religions. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking, when I talk about this symbiosis of this master brain I am with the heart I am and my physical being, I'm not talking about transhumanism, that they try to implant chips in my body and so on. We have to do it in a spiritual way, not using technical instruments. We have to become this new model of mankind, of the Aquarius, in a spiritual way, in ourselves, not with technical instruments. Because we cannot take them with us when we die. We can only take with us what is the wisdom in ourselves. And this is a very different thing, to die in a natural way or to die in an artificial way. It's not important for this life so much, because the time of our death will pass over. When my mother died, she was dying in a natural way. I mean, she took too much tobacco and alcohol, so it destroyed her lungs, and one day she started to bleed in the lungs and she was dying. This was the consequence of her life. This was a good death, because it just was the consequence of her life and life gave her the consequence, and you can learn about it for the next time. You try to handle your traumas in another way than drinking and smoking, like a self-suicide slowly. She has another chance to do it. I love her, but it was a good death. But they reanimated her, and then they put her in the Intensivstation, and then they put her under drugs. And she had one more month there. It was awful. And this makes a difference for your soul coming again if you die full of drugs. It's not a good thing to be not conscious when you die, as I believe. I hope I will die consciously, full aware. And I hope my last move will be opening my heart and be love. But this is, we can train, cultivate this as long as we are still here, in every moment. This is maybe the message. This gives our destiny back to us, and so we can help mankind, maybe some percentage of mankind, to stay in connection with real stuff, with real death, with a spiritual process of developing our civilization. Anyway, in 2,000 years, another age will start, and we will see what state we are then. We meet again there, and maybe, hopefully, and give our best. I hope to meet you, Arjuna. Thank you so much. I think this was the speech. Thank you so much.